When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be why most women have easily slept with 20 to 30 men by college graduation. I'm sure this video is going to probably upset some dudes. Usually the guys that get the most upset at this topic, especially when I talk about it, are guys that aren't getting laid at all. They're extremely jealous and upset at how easy it is for women to get laid. And they have this idea that only virgins and women with one or two boyfriends are women to have a relationship or women to marry. And it's like, I went to a Catholic high school. I grew up in the 70s and the 80s. And the Catholic high school that I went to, it's the richest, most successful families in Fort Lauderdale. People that were billionaires, people that owned NFL football teams. People that I could mention their names and their companies, you'd be like, oh, I know who that is. And it's like, so I went to school with the creme de la creme of the wealthy elite of Fort Lauderdale. And even some of the people that were in power in Congress. So I have a different perspective on these things. And it's like, I remember when we were growing up, we weren't sitting there trying to count how many girls we slept with. It was just, we're trying to have a good time, trying to find love. And, you know, especially you get into your 20s, like, hey, did you hook up with that girl? Oh, really? Oh, she was hot. Nice job. That's about as far as it went. You know, like, I slept with one girl last week, and the week before I slept with two, and so my body count and so far is up to 45. It's like, we never kept track of that shit. The only guys that are, you know, mouthing off about this are guys that ain't getting laid enough. And are pissed off about it. They're pissed off it's so easy for a beautiful woman to get laid. It's just, this shit's been going on forever and ever and ever. So here's the reality. So I've got an email. This particular guy, he's been following me for about 6 years. He read my book 6 times. He's got 9 more to go. And he's been in a relationship with his girlfriend for about 10 months. He's 27. He's fit. He makes multiple 6 figures. And he's in sales. And he says his girlfriend has a body count of over 70 from college, which is higher than normal. It's about double what most girls, the average girl, is going to have. And so he's seen some of the red pill stuff and look at some of the stats. And what's interesting is, you know, the data that I've looked at is it looks at sexual partners. And so what's interesting is my generation, Generation X, and, you know, before, and even into the early millennials, if you will, people that grew up in the 90s and stuff, it's only after, it's like the younger people that are like early 20s and stuff, it's, you can look at the correlation and show that, you know, so like the older generation, the sexual partners, it really wasn't that big deal on whether or not they stayed together. But the newer kids, they have the higher body count and they typically don't stay together. And so the red pill guys, their justification is like the more women have slept with guys, the less likely they're to stay married. And I mean, the stats have been this way for decades. And divorce rate's like 56%. And how many of the rest of the people are just staying in for the kids, or they're just not miserable enough to leave? You know, I saw a video where a divorce attorney was like saying basically around at least 76% of the couples are just unhappy. And my contention, and from what I've learned, because I've been doing this over 20 years, is about 3% really have great, healthy relationships. And the rest of them are just kind of living lives of quiet desperation. And if you're going to get married and you're going to involve the state, there's basically like a 76% chance that it's not going to work out, or you're going to be unhappy. Whether you stay together or not, there's like a 76% chance when you take into account the couples that stay together, at least 20% of them are just miserable. They're not having sex. I mean, you just look around. Look at the couples walking around. Are they talking? Are they having a good time? Are they holding hands? Are they sweet? No. Most people are morbidly obese or severely overweight, and they look like they just can't stand each other. And you look at the kids. The kids are overweight and out of shape. The family sits around at dinner, and the kids are on their phones, and nobody's really talking or having a good time. Or the parents are kind of bickering to one another. It's like, or ignoring each other. It's like, that ain't fun. So it's just not necessary to get married, especially to involve the government in your marriage, to have a good, healthy relationship and lots of great love stories over the course of your life. And so this guy, he has a great relationship, and his girlfriend treats him amazing. But he's like, wow, she slept with 70 dudes. The red pill guy said that's bad. But at the end of the day, when it comes to women, you got two main issues. Number one is an attraction issue. And number two is character. Character's destiny. So if you've got the attraction handled and you know how to attract and keep a woman in your life, I can teach you how to attract and keep a woman in your life. But what I can't do is cause you to want to stay with the woman. I can't make you feel something that you're just naturally not inclined to feel. I can teach you what to do to get her and keep her. And it doesn't matter whether you've been together 10 months or 10 years. Doesn't matter if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, or you've been together 10 years and you got kids. Because what you do to get a woman to fall in love with you is what you got to do and continue to keep her in love with you. And a big part of my coaching practice is helping guys that are in relationships or that were in relationships reattract their wife or their ex-girlfriend or get out of friend zone with somebody that stuck them in friend zone. And it's the same thing. People are like, oh, Corey, you haven't been married for to the same woman for 30 years. You haven't been with the same woman for 30 years. Why should I listen to you? It's like, because attraction is attraction. What creates attraction and maintains it is going to be the same thing 1,000 years from now. Now, how we communicate may change because of the device, but at the end of the day, what causes a feminine woman to be attracted to a masculine man is what it is. It's all detailed in the book, and it's never going to change. Women respond to what they respond to. It's innate. And all the bitching about how many guys they sleep with or who they sleep with, it really doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is character. Because I have women that I know that when they become single, in 6 months, they can easily stack 20 bodies. And that's just meeting, you know, and sleeping with a guy maybe, you know, 2 or 3 a month. So if you're single for 6 months, 7 months, and you're pretty, and you're outgoing, and you're pretty easy to be with. And it's like, girls I know that do that, it's like they're not just out giving their body away. It's like what Jennifer was saying. We did a video a couple years ago with her and Gracie on body count. It's like, well, that guy didn't work. That guy didn't work. And for the most part, girls are looking for love and a good dude to have a relationship with. And, you know, girls that I know, like I said, like one of them I know is like she stacked a bunch of bodies in just a short period of time. And she's always been loyal and faithful to her boyfriends. And she loves being in a relationship. And she's a great girlfriend. And she loves being a girlfriend. She loves being in a relationship. She cooks. She cleans. She does everything. And she has good character. She's not going to lie. She's not going to cheat. If she's not happy, she'll leave the relationship. But there are other women that sleep with guys left and right. And, you know, even when they're in a relationship, they don't fucking care. They'll still cheat on him if she's not happy or he pisses her off or whatever, just because they're low character people. And so the only thing that really matters is character's destiny. And this is not just with women that you date. This is also friends. Most of the human beings that you're going to encounter in life and most of the women that you're going to date or try to date or want to date, they suck. They're just not very good human beings. They have low character. It's like, and I always say this all the time, is that how often do you meet a new best friend? That's just something that almost never happens. Maybe once or twice a decade, maybe you meet somebody you really click with and just always going to be a great lifelong friend. And so good people, they're good to you, good for you, and good for your soul are extremely rare. That's just a fact of life. And so it's easy to find pretty girls that are hot and that will sleep with you and you can sleep with them. But is that somebody that when you're not having sex, you're actually going to want to hang out with and listen to and enjoy their company? No. That's just reality. So just because she's hot and somewhat fun, you might not like her. You might not like her family. She might be a blast, but you can't stand her family. Or you can't stand her or her family. Or she sucks, but her family's amazing. That's just life, man. And you have to vet people. And so this guy is in the vetting process, and obviously he has some valid concerns here, because he's like, well, if she slept with 70 guys, is that just, you know, giving her body away or nothing? Or is like, how does it get that high? So let's just look at it. I'll go through some numbers with you on what I saw growing up. And again, I went to the best fucking school. I went to the best place that you could go. And at the end of the day, there were girls. I mean, there was one girl in particular. She had to have slept with over 100 guys by the time he graduated high school. And she was one of the most beautiful women I had ever seen in my life. She came from a very successful family. Her parents were very rich, very powerful. But she was mostly raised by the nannies because mom and dad especially, were gone all the time. He was traveling for business or whatever. And so the nannies, in essence, raised her, and he wasn't really around most of the time to be a good dad for her. Even though she had the nicest clothes, had a brand new car, nice expensive purses, nice expensive clothes. She had everything. And yet, she slept with half the football team and half of my high school buddies. It was like, and I didn't learn this until after we graduated. I was like, her? Really? I had no idea. But it happens. I don't know whatever happened to her because she ended up moving away. But, you know, there were other girls that slept with a lot of guys and eventually got married and stayed with the same dude forever and had a very happy family. So it's all about character. And typically what you see over and over and over again is the women that are loyal and faithful typically come from an environment where that was their value system. That was what was modeled for them by their parents. And the more a girl comes from a broken home, or she doesn't respect her father, or even at the, you know, because a lot of times guys think, hey, well, the parents are together, they have a good marriage. It's like, okay, well, tell me about their marriage. And then you find out that daughters and the mother don't respect the father. They walk all over him. They condescend to him. They're disrespectful. And then the same exact way that the mom and the sisters treat the dad is the exact same way that the girl treats the guy that I'm coaching or talking to or reading his email, because that's what they learned. Some women, you can set and enforce healthy boundaries and they'll respect them, and other women, they won't. You have to take it on a case-by-case basis. You can't just make a blanket statement. Oh, she's not a virgin. Oh, she slept with 10 guys. Oh, she's been with 30 guys. That's it. There's no way. It's like, again, the guys that are bitching the most about that are the guys that aren't getting laid, don't understand women, and have no fucking clue what they're doing. They're just a bunch of incels projecting their fantasy onto humanity, and they're big mad that beautiful hot girls are sleeping with plenty of guys. It's just, again, the reality is the average woman, even when I was growing up, slept with 20 or 30 dudes by the time they graduated high school. That's just, it was common. It's not a big deal, and it's really easy to do. And I'll go through the numbers in a second. Like I said, I was just discussing one I know in particular who was single for 6 months and fucked 20 different guys. Not just going home with one random dude after another. These were guys that she was dating for a week or two at a time, and she was really hoping that they would turn into something. But it's part of the vetting process. And you can make the argument, hey, you should have waited. You shouldn't have slept with that guy. You should have made him wait a month or two. You could say that, and probably that's valid advice, because every time you have sex with somebody, you're risking getting something. You're risking getting pregnant or getting a gift that keeps on giving. So there's always downside risk and everything. So he says, hey, coach, I've been following your work for 6 years now, and I've read your book 6 times, and I got 9 more to go. I was like, well, you need to step it up a little bit, bro. 6 years, so that means you're reading the book 1 time per year. He says, I've been in a relationship with my girlfriend for 10 months. I followed your book, and our initial meetup was electric. High interest. It led to a loving and caring relationship filled with fun, play, and vulnerability. I'm 27. I'm fit. I make decent money, $100,000 to $200,000 in sales, and I'm still learning and growing. So he's like in the 1%, if you will. I remember like 20 years ago, the stats were that one out of every, I think, 250 people made over 100 grand a year. So that's a small percentage of Americans that are making really good money. He says, my girlfriend has a body count of 70 plus in college, And he says, Red Pill says that statistics is not in my favor. Well, with the younger women in this generation, they typically, you see that they're not staying together. They typically don't stay married. You could say, oh, it's no fault divorce. Well, you could say that too. Or you say it's feminism. It's the pill. I mean, those all contribute, but really what it is that people are married, because I've been doing this a long time. What I notice is most people settle, and it's not just in their relationships. They settle in every area of their life that's important to them. They settle for a shitty job. They settle for a shitty group of friends. They give up on their dreams. Most people's dreams are dead by the time they're 27. They've given up, and they're just trying to survive and get through the week to get to the weekend. And if settling becomes part of your life, that's just most people tend to major in minor things. So it's not hard to understand why, and especially the divorce rate's, 56%. And then you take into account that at least another 20% of the people that are married are just fucking miserable, but they're not miserable enough to leave, or they're too scared to leave. And so they stay in a loveless, sexless marriage where they're basically roommates. That's not a success. That's a fucking failure. And so if you have a 76% chance of ending up in a miserable marriage or relationship, that's not good for your health. If you're not happy in your relationship or your career, you're not going to work out. You're not going to eat healthy. You're not going to take care of yourself. You're going to have a negative attitude, a negative mindset. And everything you're communicating to your human organism and your internal terrain is basically you're an organism is seeking to die as quickly as possible. And so your body will conform to that. And it literally will eliminate you. It will switch on cancer genes and take you right out of the gene pool with a quickness. Irregardless, people say, that's not a word, Corey. Irregardless of whether or not you had the clot shot, which the stats do not look good for that stuff. It looks like a lot of bad things are happening. Lots of cancers are happening. Lots of heart problems are happening, especially in young people. And scientists are baffled. I see these headlines all the time in the media now. Scientists are baffled that cancer is skyrocketing among people under 25. Well, we don't know what caused it. So he says, my girlfriend had a body count of 70 plus in college. Red Pill says the stats are not in my favor. In moments where she might be closed off and move into her masculine from trauma, etc., she knows her weaknesses, and she's actively grown into a beautiful, open, feminine caretaker in these last 10 months on her own accord. And I've really appreciated her focus on growth. She takes care of the house. She cleans. She loves the quality time we spend together. Well, typically you need to date at least 2 years or more. If you're one of those guys that's crazy enough to get the government involved in your relationship and you want to get married, you got to date for at least 2 years or more before you even think about that. Because you don't know what you don't know. Because you're going to go through some ups and downs in your life. Maybe you have a couple bad months or a couple bad quarters where you're not selling. You're not doing as well. And that's going to affect you. You're probably not going to take your girl out and date as much. You're not going to come home every day and go, hey, babe, how was your day? You'll just come home, turn the TV on, pop a beer, you know, heat up some pizza from the night before, and space out because you're stressed out or whatever. And then your girl doesn't feel heard and understood. And because she doesn't feel heard and understood, the legs start to close. You don't date in quarter anymore because you're trying to save money because you had a bad quarter. Then you don't take her out on dates. And then you basically become roommates. You're not having sex because you're not in a good mood. Or you're just not feeling it because it happens. You know, the next thing you know, you're having sex once or twice a month. And then most guys, when they don't get the sex, they get rejected. They get pissed off. They start arguing with the girl. She doesn't feel safe with you. She doesn't feel heard and understood. The legs are going to close. That's a fact of life. You can bitch about it all you want because, you know, like one of the main Red Pill guys, I mentioned this the other day in a video. There's a video that Caroline and I are going to do a reaction to where this woman was talking about why women stop sleeping with their husbands and their boyfriends. Everything I talk about, they don't feel heard. They don't feel understood. They don't feel safe in their relationship. And this one Red Pill douchebag that's supposed to be an expert on women is making this dumbass comment about the reason that the girl doesn't want to sleep with her husband is because she's attracted to her personal trainer. It's like, what a fucking moron. This is a guy supposed to understand women. He's been in a miserable, unhappy marriage for a long time, and he's settled, and he's pissed off because he never got the quality of the woman that he thought he deserved. He's settled, and he's mad, and he's doing everything he can to absolve himself from the fact that he's a fucking mediocre man. He's a bitch. He bitched out on being a man. He's not a happy guy. You look at his eyes. They're all puffy. He's got bags under him. He doesn't look happy. He doesn't look healthy. He's fucking angry, and he's pissed off. And there's lots of guys that are angry and pissed off and are frustrated due to their lack of success with women. And so he wrote a whole book that all of them tend to read. And all of it is justification why it's not his fault that he couldn't get the girl or quality woman he really wanted. It's modern women's fault. It's society's fault for changing. It's not the fact that he's a bitch. It's because it's the woman's problem. And what women respond to attraction-wise is innate. The creator made them this way. And so you can bitch and complain about modern women and biology all you want, but women respond to what they respond to. If you act attractive, you act like a man and act like a leader, you're going to make her pussy wet. And if you don't, you're going to dry it up drier than the Sahara Desert. And no amount of bitching or complaining or blaming on modern women is going to fix that. That's just a fact of life. And so back to our email here, he says, I don't know how I should feel about this body count thing because Red Pill says this and that about body count. I love this girl as a lover and a friend, and it's great to grow with someone I consider on my team. Any insight or advice? Keep doing what you're doing. Make sure you keep reading the book. Keep vetting. Character is destiny. Simple as that. See how it goes. What happens when you go through a difficult time? And you're not on your game as much. You're not making her feel as heard and understood as much. Or you just slip up, and the next thing you know, you realize you haven't even taken her out on a date in the last 2 months because you're trying to save money. And she's probably bitching and complaining about that. What then? How does she behave then? Does she start inviting attention from other men? Does she call beta male orbiters? Is she giving out her number? You know, some careers, which is interesting because it's like, I saw a video about this recently. It was like, yeah, I see it. It's like, who cheats the most? Who has the most dodgy shit going on? People in law enforcement, nurses, doctors, the biggest scoundrels, bartenders, female bartenders. And it's like, those are the, there was a video, it was like 4 or 5 of them, but it's like, I coach a lot of people in law enforcement and I love them. They're, you know, they do a good job, but when it comes to their relationships, there's a lot of ratchet shit going on. Cops cheating on their spouses and boyfriends and girlfriends with other people in the department. It's like all the way up and down, all the agencies with all the alphabet letters. It's like y'all are a bunch of fucking whores, plain and simple. And most of you probably shouldn't be married or in an exclusive relationship. Y'all should just basically be players. But, you know, a lot of them still get married and a lot of them come to me. And like I said, that's the one thing I see. It's police officers, people in law enforcement, people in government alphabet agencies. I mean, you look at you ever saw Peter Strzok, the former FBI agent? If you ever watched his testimony, that dude's weird. He was the one that was hooking up with the lovely Lisa Page, who I think she worked for the Justice Department. It's like you look at people like that. It's like I think he was married. She might have been married or had a relationship. I don't remember, but I know he was married and he was cheating on his wife with her. And you listen to that guy and you think, what a douche. He's like, whatever. He was in a position of authority and power and she got turned on by that. But, you know, point being is character's destiny. So if you are dating somebody that is in law enforcement or somebody that is a nurse or a doctor who works in a hospital, or a female bartender. Typically, there's a lot of cheating and a lot of deviousness just because there's a lot of opportunity in there. And, you know, you could say, because of the stress of the job, I mean, you think about nurses and doctors, they're dealing with death and bodily fluids and all kinds of nasty shit all day long. People come into the emergency room with all kinds of shit stuck in their ass, and it's like, and they have to do surgery. It's like, I got a friend of mine that I grew up with. She's an emergency room doctor. And every time I get together with her, we're always laughing our fucking asses off at the, because there's always a new story about somebody that came into the hospital with something stuck in their ass. And you're like, what? it's ridiculous. But it's funny. It's entertaining. But, you know, I would say you have cause for concern if your significant other is one of those four careers. Law enforcement, alphabet agencies, bartender, nurses, doctors in hospitals. Y'all are a bunch of fucking whores, plain and simple. That's statistically, like, when I've been dealing with guys that are, and this includes people in the military too, people that, it's like, there's a lot of infidelity, a lot of people that are just not loyal, especially people that are supposed to be high character men and women. When it comes to their relationships, they're just dirtbags. What can I say? They're not loyal. We laugh about it on the phone, and I chastise them on the phone, but as a coach, I'm there to serve them. I'm there to help them reach their full potential. But as a, you know, this particular guy here, it's like, you're not going to know for sure until at least 2 years of being together and living together and going through, you know, a little bit of ups and downs. And, you know, what happens when there's pressure on the both of you in your relationship? Will she stay and communicate, or will she start inviting attention from other men? That's where it really matters. Character is destiny. And so I know I keep mentioning this, but I almost forgot to go to the body count thing. So it's like, how is it, Corey, that you could say most women on average have slept with 20 or 30 dudes by the time they graduate college? Well, it's pretty simple. Most girls typically are losing their virginity 15, 16. I had friends I went to middle school with, and they were fucking their girlfriends in 7th and 8th grade. So if the average girl starts having sex with her when she's a freshman in high school, maybe she dates a couple of guys, sleeps with them throughout the year, that's 2 to 3 dudes a year. So by just an average girl that maybe dates or hooks up with 2 or 3 different guys throughout the year, and like what I saw is like, you know, football season, girl be dating somebody for 3 or 4 months, then it wouldn't work out. And then basketball season would come around in spring, they'd be dating somebody 2, 3 months, then it wouldn't work out. And then that summer, they'd be dating somebody else, and they would break up. And then in the fall, they'd be dating somebody else. So these girls are dating 2 and sleeping with 2 to 3 guys a year. And so if you figure 4 years of high school, 2 to 3 a year, that's what, 10, 12 dudes? And you haven't graduated high school yet. And then you go off to college, trying to gain a little knowledge. Even at the same pace, you're 24, 25 dudes right there they slept with. And then they graduate college, they come back home, they start dating. Women are settling down, usually 25 to 30. It's like, so just the average girl comes from a good family. It's pretty easy to accumulate really big numbers in a short period of time. Now, 70 men, what did he say she is? He's 27. He didn't say how old. I just assume she's around his age. So, or maybe she's a few years younger and she graduated college at 22, 23. So over the course of 8 years, what is that? You know, 10 a year, maybe one a month, one every month and a half. Or, you know, maybe she had a couple boyfriends here and there, but like I said, the girl's beautiful. She's outgoing. She goes out. It's so easy to stack a lot of guys for a woman. It's like, whatever. I mean, we're sexual beings. We all got here by sex. The only thing that really matters is she a loyal and faithful girlfriend? Or is she in one of the 5 or so careers? Again, law enforcement, alphabet agency, military, doctor, nurse, bartender. Those are the most common that where the cheating happens. So those are not, I mean, really, you can only go by, and plus she was honest and she told you about that. And you can say, oh, well, you got to double that. Well, it's possible. But admitting to sleeping with 70 guys, it's a lot of guys. But it's pretty easy. It's pretty doable. Like I said, I got a few more friends that I know that in 6 months, they easily stack 20 guys. And that's like, these are guys that they're dating. These are not just, you know, they don't have one night stands. They're hoping that these are going to turn into relationships. And again, you can, like I said earlier, you can say, well, she shouldn't have slept with them right away. It was like, when she's thinking and feeling it's going well in the first few weeks, it's pretty easy for those numbers to happen. So it's just, it's a fact of life. So get over it, or if you don't like it, become a monk, or just don't get married. It's like character's destiny. It's the only thing that matters. And again, this goes for not only your personal relationships, but the people that you befriend or people that you decide to go into business with. You got to make sure you're dealing with high character individuals. And the reality is the world has a small percentage of people that are high character individuals. People that are good to you, good for your soul. The rest of them ain't worth a fuck. So you got to keep it moving. So if you got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com. Click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.